U.S. Envoy William Burns today meets Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon in Jerusalem, one day after talking with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat in Ramallah. Burns is attempting to negotiate an end to Israeli sieges of Arafat's Ramallah compound and of the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. In the West Bank town of Hebron, two Palestinians were killed in an Israeli missile attack, and Palestinian gunmen killed three men suspected of collaborating with Israel. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem. Has Burns made any apparent progress?
It's hard to tell. There are talks going on today for the first time between Israeli and Palestinian officials over the ongoing standoff at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. Israeli officials say that as many as 200 gunmen inside must either surrender or agree to be deported. Palestinians inside the church say the situation is getting worse, that food is completely run out, water is coming from a well, that people inside are sick. A little while ago, two priests went up onto the roof of the church and waved a sign saying, "Help, save us." In terms of Ramallah, there hasn't been much progress because Palestinian officials say that, in fact, in some ways, the situation is getting worse, that Israel is jamming phone communications and has cut off all roads leading to Yasser Arafat's compound. Some commentators in the Israeli press speculated that Israel could be preparing to storm the compound and arrest five men that Israel says are responsible for the killing of an Israeli cabinet minister last year.
Who were the men killed by Israeli missiles in Hebron?
An Israeli army spokesman said the man killed was the head of the Tanzim, the Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades in Hebron, and was directly responsible for several attacks on Israelis. His assistant was also killed. Israeli officials say he was on the original list of 33 Palestinians that Israel has been demanding that the Palestinian Authority arrest as wanted men. Soon afterwards, Palestinian gunmen killed three Palestinians who they say were collaborators who gave Israel information on where these men were in order to carry out the missile strike.
The UN Secretary General Kofi Annan has appointed a three-member fact-finding commission to investigate the events in the West Bank refugee camp in Jenin. How have Israelis and Palestinians reacted to that?
Well, Palestinian officials have welcomed it. I mean, they've been calling for an inquiry into the events in Jenin since the very beginning. They charge that there was a massacre there, that hundreds of Palestinians could still be buried beneath the rubble. About four dozen bodies have so far been dug up. Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres said that Israel has nothing to hide. However, the Israeli Defense Minister Benjamin Ben-Eliezer said he was disappointed that the UN Secretary General had not consulted with Israel. In fact, the defense minister protested to Kofi Annan and the American general who was supposed to be just an advisor to the delegation has now been appointed a full member of the delegation after Israel's request. That commission is supposed to meet in Europe tomorrow and arrive in Jenin probably on Thursday.
Now that most of the Israeli tanks are gone, how's the recovery effort on the West Bank going?
Well, the superficial recovery efforts have begun. For the first time yesterday, Palestinian municipalities sent out garbage trucks and, you know, no garbage had been collected for about 3 weeks. And the beginnings of repairing water mains that had been broken and electricity cables and all those things has begun. However, Palestinian officials say that there has been an almost complete destruction of their infrastructure, that Israel has taken all kinds of computer records and it's going to take months, if not years, for Palestinians to be able to rebuild their civil infrastructure. So Palestinians have begun the immediate recovery efforts, but they say they have a very long road ahead of them.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.